You are listening to Expanding Horizons, the podcast of the Unitarian Church of South Australia, a home of progressive spirituality and free religious thought and action since 1854. Views expressed in these podcasts are those of the speaker and are not intended to represent the position of the church itself or of the worldwide Unitarian Universalist movement. For more information, visit unitariansa.org.au.
Saying about the good old way, and you shall wear the robe and crown the Lord shall make the way. Oh, brothers, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, brothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about the good old way, and we shall wear the starry crown, the Lord shall lead the way. Oh, fathers, let's go down, come on down. Oh, fathers, let's go down, down in the river to
I call that mind free, which jealously guards its intellectual rights and powers, which calls no one master, which does not content itself with a passive or hereditary faith, which opens itself to light whencesoever it may come, which receives new truth as an angel from heaven. And that was from William Ellery Channing, a 19th century Unitarian. Acknowledge that we worship today on Kaurna land. We respect the Kaurna elders and the wisdom that they still have to offer us. Children mix up prayer with wishes, and basically they pray for what they want. And how it's counteracted in our children's club is that they do gratitude practice each week, which is basically, it's not framed as a prayer, but it is basically a prayer, Thanksgiving being one of the main forms of prayer. But I thought we'd start with the whole idea of what you want. And of course, what you want, wishes in stories go wrong, don't they? And that's a bit of a classic there.
If you had one wish, what would you wish for?
A rainbow, because there hasn't been enough for weeks.
If you had one wish, what would you wish for?
An LOL doll. A makeup set.
All the Barbie dolls of the princesses.
I would wish for every Beyblade.
A new bike.
New teddy.
I wish I could play all the time.
If you had one wish, what would you wish for?
For a trampoline.
A hoverboard.
For an iPhone.
Another book.
Nintendo Switch.
An Xbox, but my mom and dad won't let me.
If you had one wish, what would you wish for?
Lots of candy. 30 cookies.
Popcorn. 1,000 cakes.
Money.
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 Money. To be rich.
$1,000,000.
$1 trillion.
$100.
Billions and billions of dollars. Get a Lamborghini.
If you had one wish, what would you wish for?
Oh.
I would wish for Pokemon to be real.
Pokemon was real.
To be a Pokemon, to be a mermaid.
I want to be a velociraptor.
A robot.
A fairy godmother.
The genie from Aladdin.
If you had one wish, what would you wish for?
More wishes.
More wishes?
More wishes.
Infinite wishes.
That I could give the wish to someone else because I don't want the responsibility.
I wish for a unicorn.
A unicorn.
All myth creatures were real.
I'd wish for a pet unicorn.
Ooh, what would you do with a pet unicorn?
I have no idea.
If you had one wish, what would you wish for?
A tiger.
A puppy.
A dog that walks and talks and closes his eyes when it goes to sleep.
To have 1,000 dogs. And then to buy them a ginormous doggy mansion.
100 kittens.
If you had one wish, what would you wish for?
Another copy of my sister. Really, she's the apple of my eye.
Two more sisters.
I would wish for no brothers.
And what's wrong with them?
They hit me a lot.
If you had one wish, what would you wish for?
I want everyone to be happy.
I would wish for world peace.
I would wish for peace, there to be better ways to deal with the waste humans create.
To have the world be all peaceful and rainbows.
To end all suffering in the world.
To have a good life and stay alive for a long time.
I wish to live forever.
Or live forever.
I would wish for my family to have a long, everlasting life.
If you had one wish, what would you wish for?
I wish to be a kid forever.
Why? Why don't you want to be a grown-up?
Because you start getting older.
You don't want to get old?
No.
Be an adult.
I would wish that I would be a famous ballerina.
To be famous.
Become famous.
Being pretty famous.
To be a singer.
NBA player.
Astronaut.
Discover a planet with aliens.
If you had one wish, what would you wish for?
To have a girlfriend.
Do you have a girlfriend in mind?
To live directly next to my friend's house.
I would like to go to Las Vegas.
You like to gamble?
What does that mean?
I can let my little pony turn into a monster.
Everything to be free, just for me.
I know what I would wish for. Have a new color couch.
I have a green one, but I wish I could have a red one.
I would wish to meet Jesus.
What would you say to him?
I love you.
If you had one wish, what would you wish for?
My dad to get a job. Like, he has one, but I want him to get one that's closer to us so that, like, he can actually move from that state and come live with us.
My daddy would come home when my dad's deployed.
Impressible, aren't they? And I suspect adults would be just as varied in the triviality and the profundity of some of those wishes. They're definitely mirrors of ourselves. We come to that point in the service where I invite you to light candles of care, candles of concern, candles to highlight some event that's special in your spiritual life. The last candle is for our beloved community and the way that we support each other. Today, I'm going to combine the two functions of reading and meditation. The reason for that is I'm actually going to read you the preface of The Prayer Tree by Lunig, the Melbourne cartoonist. And The Prayer Tree is a little book of prayers. A person kneels to contemplate a tree and to reflect upon the troubles and joys of life. It's difficult to accept that life is difficult, that love is not easy, and that doubt and struggle, suffering and failure are inevitable for each and every one of us. We seek life's ease. We yearn for joy and release, for flowers and the sun. And although we may find these in abundance, we also find ourselves lying awake at night, possessed by fear that life is impossible. Sometimes when we least expect it, we wake up, overwhelmed by a massive sense of loneliness or misery, appalled by the agony and futility of existence. It is difficult indeed to accept that this darkness belongs naturally and importantly to our human condition, and we must live with it and bear it. It seems so unbearable. Nature, however, requires that we have the darkness of our painful feelings and that we respect it and make a bold place for it in our lives. Without its recognition and acceptance, there can be no true sense of life's great depth, wherein lies our capacity to love, to create, and to make meaning. Nature requires that we be soulful, and therefore requires a dimension within us where darkness and light may meet and know each other. Mornings and evenings somewhere inside, with similar qualities to mornings and evenings of the earth. Qualities of gradual but vast change, of stillness, fading and emerging, foreboding and revelation. Mornings and evenings, the traditional times for prayer and the singing of birds. Times of graceful light whereby the heart may envisage its poetry and describe for us what it sees. But how do we find the mornings and evenings within? How do we establish and behold them and be affected by their gentle atmospheres and small miracles? How do we enter this healing twilight? The matter requires our imagination. In particular, it requires the aspect of imagination we have come to know as prayer. We pray. We imagine our way inwards and downwards. And there, with heartfelt thoughts or words, we declare our fears and our yearnings. We call out for love and forgiveness. We proclaim our responsibility and gratitude. The struggling, grounded soul speaks to the higher spirit, and thus we exist in the mornings and the evenings of the heart. Thus we are affected and changed by the qualities we have created within ourselves. Might not prayer, then, be our most accessible means to inner reconciliation? A natural healing function in response to the pain of the divided self and the divided world? Might not prayerfulness be part of our survival instinct, belonging more to the wilderness than to the church? And just as we've become somewhat alienated from nature and its cycles, could it be that we're also estranged from our instinctive capacity for prayer and need to understand it afresh from the example of the natural world? The person contemplates a tree. The tree sends its roots beneath the surface, seeking nourishment in the dark soil, the rich, broken down matter of life. As they reach down and search, the roots hold the tree firmly to the earth. Thus held and nourished, the tree grows upward into the light, drinking the sun and the air and expressing its truth, its branches and foliage, its flowers and fruit. Life swarms around and into it. Birds and insects teem within its embrace, carrying pollen and seed. They nest and breed and sing and buzz. They glorify the creation. The tree changes as it grows. It's torn by wind and lightning, scarred by frost and fire. Branches die and new ones emerge. The drama of existence has its way with the tree, but it still grows. Still its roots reach down into the darkness. Still its branches flow with the sap and reach upward and outward into the world. A person kneels to contemplate a tree and to reflect upon the troubles and joys of life. The person imagines mornings and evenings in a great forest of prayers, swarming and teeming with life. The person is learning to pray.
Won't you come here? Can we have a one-on-one, please? Let's talk about freedom. Everyone prays in the end. So I'm gonna pray.
Everyone prays in the end. Everyone prays in the end. Well, is that so? Are there no atheists in foxholes? Well, I can answer that one. I've read enough biographies to know that there are atheists in foxholes. And sometimes being a foxhole is quite enough to get rid of some people's idea of God altogether, why they're there. But I wouldn't be quite so sure about dismissing whether or not everyone prays in the end. Because prayer is a spiritual practice that is universal, but it's far from uniform in meaning. It may refer to the deep exploration of one's own nature in relation to the universe. That was exemplified in the reading today, Lunig's preface to his book, The Prayer Tree. Or it can be a desperate response to fear and dread and the realization that decisions like turning your back on religion might land you in a difficult place, as in the Sam Smith song, Prayer. Huck Finn prayed for fish hooks, which he didn't get. Alcoholics Anonymous uses prayer in all 12 steps of the program. Generally, only Christians have the Lord's Prayer on the wall. Whereas you see the Serenity Prayer on the walls and fridges of people who never go to church except for weddings and a funeral. You know, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. I see that as an exhortation to myself to pick the right battles. Indispensable advice for mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, teachers, and soul seekers. If you had a churchy upbringing, which I did, you may have heard a minister or priest instructing God what to do, or scolding the congregation for stuff they'd done or things they failed to do. Now, my mother used to fidget when she thought that the prayers were getting a bit presumptuous, I think was the word that I can recall her using on the way home when she and Dad would exchange a few critical comments on what had gone before. You may have had the experience of being prayed for. This is not necessarily pleasant. It may imply that you're to be found wanting, or you might be being patronized. You're in my prayers may well evoke the response, well, a fat lot of good that is. Or kindly remove me from your prayers, you half-wit. It really depends on who is saying it, on our perception of their sincerity, on our acknowledgement of their belief and true intent. Basically, there are three ways of praying: vocal, mental, and meditation. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. The prayer can be sung, it can be gabbled, it can be spoken with feeling. It's the prayer that's attributed to Jesus and is sung or spoken in all mainstream churches. It transcends, or maybe encompasses, all the main types of prayer that are found in the prayer books: worship and praise, petition and intercession, supplication, thanksgiving. But you will only very occasionally hear the Lord's Prayer in a Unitarian setting. And this is because we recognize that everyone follows their own path. To recite or sing a prayer together implies a congregation is on the same path. Unitarian services are more likely to include mental prayer and meditation, as our membership is diverse in belief: theist, atheist, humanist, mystic, scientist, Jew, Christian, Buddhist, Muslim. We all come with backgrounds and beliefs and practices which we are not required to abandon when we become Unitarians. We are united in the belief that we should support each other in our individual, on our own path, of which is our own choice. Alcoholics Anonymous has a huge diversity of members, but they have a common purpose, and that is to shed addiction. And prayer is a major strategy. Who do they pray to? A higher power. Dear Lord, I admit that I am powerless over my addiction. I admit that my life is unmanageable when I try to control it. Help me this day to understand the true meaning of powerlessness. Remove from me denial of my addiction. And the second step prayer: Heavenly Father, I know in my heart that only you can restore me to sanity. I humbly ask that you remove all twisted thought and addictive behavior from me this day. Heal my spirit and restore in me a clear mind. These are prayers of supplication. That's the most humble form of prayer. In some churches, prayers are conducted when people are kneeling. Now, you won't see that in a Unitarian setting. It's not just a matter of style. It's also a matter of belief about prayer and how it works. In Karen Foxley's book, Lenny's Book of Everything, Davy has a medical condition which causes him to grow tremendously tall. He goes by bus to Chicago with his mother for treatment, and his sister Lenny stays with the eccentric Hungarian Mrs. Gaspar. Here's a quote. The day Davy went on the bus, Mrs. Gaspar shed dog hair and dandruff as she blessed him. He sat on her sofa and took it good-naturedly. Holy Father, we are praying that the news is good, and if Professor Cole does another operation, he has steady hands, she said. We are praying for Mrs. Spink, for you to give her strength and courage. We are praying for all the nurses to be good and kind. We are praying for Davy to come home quickly and safely, and the bus driver is a good bus driver. Okay, said Mother, in a gap between all the praying, we've got to get going or we'll miss the bus. Now, there is no proof that any of these prayers are efficacious, except the one about the bus driver. But would an old lady upstairs be so willing to care and babysit these kids if she were not the sort who wished others well? The Buddhist loving kindness practice begins with self-regard. May I be happy. May I be well. May I be safe. May I be peaceful and at ease. It's then extended to loved ones and relations. Then you extend it to acquaintances. And finally, you extend it to people you find difficult, confronting, or plain dislikable. Whenever our old minister, Rob McPherson, prayed, he would frame it by quoting Kierkegaard. The function of prayer is not to influence God, but rather to change the nature of the one who prays. Now, there isn't a Unitarian directive about whether you should pray, how to do it, when or why. My ideas about the Unitarian way to pray come from more than 20 years of observation and, of course, participation in services. And at this point, I'd also like to acknowledge that members of Christian churches are a mixed bunch too. Some believe in divine intervention, but others believe God has no hands but yours, no voice but yours, which in practice puts them in the same place as many of us are in. We believe that the buck stops here. It's up to us to mitigate climate change, to pass just laws, to create an economic future for all. It's up to us to make a better world. And to do that, we need to work on ourselves. I would like to end today with a prayer that you could direct to a higher power, or you could direct it to your own inner power, your own spirituality, to the bodhisattva within, if you like. And it is the prayer of Francis of Assisi. Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. Where there is hatred, may I bring love. Where there is wrong, may I bring the spirit of forgiveness. Where there is discord, may I bring harmony. Where there is error, may I bring truth. Where there is doubt, I may bring faith. Where there is despair, I may bring hope. Where there are shadows, I may bring light. And where there is sadness, I may bring joy. Lord, grant that I may seek rather to comfort than be comforted. I may seek to understand rather than to be understood, to love rather than to be loved. For it is by self-forgetting that one finds oneself. It is by forgiving that one is forgiven. It is by dying that one awakes to eternal life. Amen.
Many nights we prayed with no roof anyone could hear. In our hearts a awful song we barely understood. Now we are not afraid, although we know there's much to fear. We were moving mountains long before we knew we could.
Well, we hope you enjoyed this Expanding Horizons podcast. These podcasts are the intellectual property of the presenter. They can be used only with the express permission and appropriate acknowledgement of the presenter and the podcast used in its entirety. This permission can be obtained by emailing unitariansa@bigpond.com. Please feel free to leave a comment or visit us on Facebook or Twitter by searching SA Unitarians.
There can be miracles when you believe. Though hope is frail, it's hard to kill. Can build miracles you can achieve. When you believe, somehow you will.